my family. You are the face of God. You are the face of God.
You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me.
You are the face of God.
And now I invite you to pray with me. Just sit back, relax. Allow that spirit of calm to come over you. Remember to breathe, get into the rhythm of your breath, the single biggest overt sign of the life that vibrates within you and all around you. It is nothing less than spirit. And as we move into prayer, as we go into a state of deeper being, we do so by ridding ourselves of all of those phony masks, the masks of fear, the masks of uneasiness, the masks of our habits, and the masks of our addictions. And as we move deeper into meditation, slowly, we put on our true face. We put on the face of God. How dare we make such a bold claim? How dare we make such a bold affirmation? How dare we look at one another and make that same statement? You are the face of God. We dare. Because the single most significant message from our way shower Jesus is that we are loved. We are one with the Father. And so now, especially for the next couple of minutes, this is the mask that we choose to wear as we just allow that message to sink in. We are loved. And we are love. We are joy. We are happiness. And as this sinks in, as we go still deeper, we understand that not only do we have peace, we come to the knowing that we are peace. And so now I just invite you to wear that mask, the face of God, as we move into a few moments of silence. And now gently, as you are ready, allow yourself to return to the physical space around you. And it's not really a return, it's just a shift and an awareness. And as you're comfortable, if your eyes have been closed, open them. Allow yourself to see your immediate world, the room that you're in a different light. Allow yourself to see everything that wants to reach out and frighten you in a different light. Allow yourself to be confident that the light within you shines brighter than any darkness that could ever come at you. And for this opportunity to be together today and to pray and to share, we're grateful. We're grateful that we can be that which we are called to be. Thank you, Spirit. And so it is. Amen.